Mayor Bill de Blasio unveiled his plan to build and preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing in New York City.
I get on the subway, I walk around my neighborhood, whatever it is, and people talk to me about being priced out. And they talk to me about their fear that they won't be able to live in the neighborhood anymore. So I think there's going to be an understanding as we embark on this plan that we need to create affordability everywhere. That what's happening is that the New York City we have known historically, where every kind of person could live here, that is really in danger right now. And if we don't do something very, very strong and bold, it won't be that city anymore. And we are not going to let that happen. So I think the understanding here is that we're going to use every tool we have.
De Blasio said 200,000 units of housing over the next 10 years translates into housing for 500,000 people. The plan was designed to reflect the changing demographic of the city.
So you will see more units for larger families in this plan than in previous affordable housing plans. You're also going to see more units for senior citizens in this plan because that's an increasingly large part of our city.
The city will not be building its own structures, but will work with private and nonprofit developers. De Blasio says the plan will have a huge employment impact over the course of the 10 years. 194,000 construction jobs will be created and nearly 7,200 permanent jobs, he said. Hector Figueroa, president of 32BJ, applauds the mayor's plan.
It doesn't matter if you came here to the city recently or if you have lived here for generations. It doesn't matter if you are low income, homeless, middle income. There is a crisis on housing affordability. And we applaud Mayor de Blasio for taking on this issue squarely and for putting a bold initiative that relies on both new construction, bringing buildings up to code, and really looking at the entire system on how this city government supports or provides for housing. Our members of 32BJ are usually known more as the Doorman Union, but the reality is that our residential members, they work in luxury buildings as well as Michelamas, in the outer boroughs, condos, and co-ops, as well as in rent-stabilized buildings. So we truly appreciate the need for a bold initiative that can bring together not only government, but unions, community advocates, and the real estate industry. This is really groundbreaking, and hopefully will bring a lot of ground in the coming years.
De Blasio said he wants to move away from the old model in which 80% of developments are market rate and 20% are affordable. Instead, he's pushing a split where 50% are market rate, 30% are made available to moderate income households, and 20% to low income residents. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.